Trump announces no survivors in Black Hawk, American Airlines collision, tragedy of terrible proportions. By Nick Gilbertson on January 30, 2025. Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump announced there were no survivors in the horrific crash between American Airlines Flight 5342 and the Black Hawk helicopter that collided over the Potomac River in Washington, D.C., Wednesday night. Trump began his remarks with a long moment of silence for the 67 victims, 60 passengers of the plane, its four crew members, and three service members who were aboard the Black Hawk. "This was a dark and excruciating night in our nation's capital and in our nation's history, and a tragedy of terrible proportions," Trump said. "As one nation, we grieve for every precious soul that has been taken from us so suddenly. And we are a country of really, we are in mourning." Trump noted that, in addition to the American lives lost, a Russia contingent of very talented people were aboard the American Airlines flight. "For the family members back in Wichita, Kansas, here in Washington, D.C., and throughout the United States and in Russia, we have a Russia contingent of very talented people. Unfortunately, we're on that plane, very, very, very sorry about that, whose loved ones were aboard the passenger jet. We can only begin to imagine the agony that you're all feeling, nothing worse. On behalf of the First Lady, myself and 340 million Americans, our hearts are shattered alongside yours, and our prayers are with you now. And in the days to come, we'll be working very, very diligently." The rescue efforts, which began on Wednesday night and turned into recovery efforts as of Thursday morning, reportedly included 300 first responders. Trump said authorities are leveraging every asset at our disposal. "The massive search and rescue mission was underway throughout the night, leveraging every asset at our disposal," Trump said. "And I have to say, the local, state, federal military, including the United States Coast Guard, in particular, they've done a phenomenal job." The collision happened as the American Airlines flight was descending to land at Reagan International Airport, DCA.